judgment means God is making a decision against systems, against institutions, against principalities and powers. And that's why Paul said, we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. God is sending his decision. I can't help it if I've got to make the decision known. You don't understand me. My people love me. And yet, I point out the evils of black people like no other leader does. But my people don't call me anti-black, because they know I must love them in order to point out what's wrong so we can get it right to come back into the favor of God. But let me say, in truth, you can't point out wrong with malice. You can't point out wrong with hatred. Because if we point out wrong with bitterness and hatred, then the bitterness and the hatred becomes a barrier between you and the person whom you hope to get right, that they might come into the favor of God. So we as Muslims, who in our first stage, yeah, we pointed out the wrong of America, but we didn't point it out with no love. We pointed out with the pain of our hurt, the pain of our suffering, the bitterness of our life story. But we have grown beyond our bitterness. We have transcended beyond our pain. Why? It's easy for us to say, the white man did this, the white man did that, the white man did the other, the white man did this, he deprived us of that, he killed the Indian, he did this, yes, he did all of that, but...
Come on, minister.
Why did God let him do that? That's the bigger question. And since we are not man enough to question God, we start beating up on the agent who is fulfilling prophecy. But if we can transcend our pain to get up into God's mind and ask God, God, why did you let our fathers come into bondage? God, why did you let us die in the middle passage? God, why did you suffer us to be in the holds of ships? God, why did you let him lash us? Why did you let him beat us? Why did you let him castrate us? Why did you let him hang us? Why did you let him burn us? Why, God? Why? We got a right to question God. That's the only way we can become wise. And if we question him like Job did, God may bring you up into his own thinking. And if God were to answer us today, he would say to black people, yes, I allowed this to happen. And I know you suffered. But Martin King, my servant, said,
go ahead, brother.
Undeserved suffering is redemptive.
Go ahead.
A whole world is lost, not just you black people.
Go ahead.
A whole world has gone out of the way, not just you black people. You the lost sheep, but the whole world is lost. You the bottom rail, but the one that put you on the bottom is then in the bottom with you, holding you down. He's in the bottomless pit himself. He said, black man, I love you. He said, but God, I mean, that's a heck of a way to show me you love me. He said, but I love my son.
Go ahead.
Come on. I love Jesus. more than I love any of my servants. But I had a cross for him.
Go ahead.
I had nails for him. I had him to be rejected and despised. I had him falsely accused and brought before the courts of men. I had them spit on him. I had them to pierce his thigh. But I loved him more than anybody else. Why, God? Why did you do it? Why? He said, I did it that I might be glorified. Because like Job, no matter what I did to him, he never cursed me. He never said, my God ain't no good. He said, whatever your will is. And that's what I want to do, and that's why. Even though he descended into hell, I have raised him to the limitless heights of heaven, because only those who know the depths of hell can appreciate the limitless heights of heaven. And so, my children, I cause you to suffer in the furnace of affliction so that I might purify you and resurrect you from a grave of death and ignorance. I, God, put in your soul not a law written on stone, but I have written the law on the tablets of your heart. So I'm going to make a new covenant with you. Oh, black man, the secret of the Masonic order is the secret of Hiram Abiff.
Go ahead with that.
The secret of the Masonic order is a master builder that was hit in the head. The secret of the Masonic order is a master that ruffians roughed up. I think one of the ruffians was named Jubilo Furman. And another one was named Jubila Bilbo.
Go ahead, sir.
And another one was named Jubilum Jesse Hell. These racists hit him in his head and carried him on a westerly course and buried him in the north country in a shallow grave. Many tried to raise him up, but they didn't have the master grip. It take a master to come after him. And this is why Matthew says, as lightning shines from the east even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the eagles are gathered together, there shall the carcass be. Here's the carcass. The remains of a once mighty people. Dry bones in the valley. A people slain from the foundation of the world. But God has sent the wind to blow on the bones. One of those winds is named Gingrich. And the companion wind is named Doe. And the other is called Supreme Court Decision. The other is fratricidal conflict, drugs and dope and violence and crime. But we've had enough now. This is why you're in Washington today. We've had enough. We've had enough distress, enough affliction. We're ready to bow down now. If my people, who are called by my name, will just humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, heal their land. You are ready now to come out of your furnace of affliction. You are ready now to accept the responsibility, oh, not just of the ghetto. God wants to purify you and lift you up that you may call America and the world to repentance. Black man, you are a master builder, but you got hit in the head. Black man, you're the descendants of the builders of the pyramid, but you have amnesia now. You can't remember how you did it. But the master has come. You know, Pastor?
Go ahead.
I love that scripture where Jesus told his disciples, go there and you'll see an ass and a colt tied with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anybody asks you what you're doing, because if they look like you're stealing, then you know they love to accuse you of stealing.
Go ahead.
Tell them.
Yes, sir.
The master got need of thee.
Yes.
And Jesus rode into Jerusalem on an ass. The Democratic Party has for its symbol a donkey. The donkey stands for the unlearned masses of the people. But the Democratic Party can't call the masses no more. You got them all tied up, but you're not using them. The donkey's tied up. Say, can you get off today? No, I can't get off. I'm tied up. Somebody own your donkey? Well, yeah. I got a master. He rides me like the master rode Balaam's ass, you know? But hell, the ass is now talking with a man's voice.
Go ahead.
And the ass want to throw the rider off because he got a new rider today.
Yeah.
If anybody asks you, tell them the master has need. Huh? Look at you. Oh, I don't know what the number is. It's too much for me to count. But I think they said if 1.5 million or two. I don't know how many. But you know, I called for 1 million. When I saw the word go out my mouth, I looked at it. I said, oh my God. It just came out of my mouth. I didn't know. And after it came out, I said, well, I got to go with it. And I'm so glad I did. People told me, you better change that figure to one more realistic. And I should have changed it to the 3 million man mark. Now, we almost finished. I want to take one last look at the word atonement. The first four letters of the word form the foundation. A-T-O-N. Aton. Aton. Since this obelisk in front of us is representative of Egypt in the 18th dynasty, a pharaoh named Akhenaten was the first man of this history period to destroy the pantheon of many gods and bring the people to the worship of one God. And that one God was symboled by a sun disk with 19 rays coming out of that sun, with hands holding the Egyptian Ankh, the cross of life. Aton. The name for the one God in ancient Egypt. Aton, the one God, 19 rays. Look at your scripture. A woman, remember the 9? Means somebody pregnant with an idea. But in this case, it's a woman pregnant with a male child, destined to rule the nation with a rod of iron. God is standing over her womb, and this child will be like the day sun
And he will say, I am the light of the world. Hands coming out of that stump. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. I'm going to give you rest, but I'm going to give you life. Because I am the resurrection and the life. And if you believe in me, though you are dead, yet shall you live again. You're a dead black man. But if you believe in the God who created this Son of Truth and of Light with 19 rays, meaning he's pregnant with God's Spirit, God's life, God's wisdom. Abraham Lincoln's statue, 19 feet high, 19 feet wide. Jefferson, 19 feet high. 16, thus, and the third president, 19. Standing on the steps of the Capitol, in the light of the sun, offering life to a people who are dead. Black man, the Aton, represents the one God. In the Quran, Muhammad is called a light-giving sun. So if you look at the Aton, add an E to it, and separate the A from the next four letters, and you get the word Aton. Tone means sound. And A, the first letter of the alphabet, and the first letter of the numerical system is 1. So A equals 1. So A sound means when you hear the A tone, you will hear the right sound. And when you hear the right sound from the one God calling you to divine life, you will respond. So what is the A tone? In music, A equals 440 vibrations. How long have we been in America? 440 years. Well, in the 440th year, from the one God, the Aton, will come the A tone. And all of us got to tune up our lives,
yes, sir,
by the sound of the A tone. Because we've got to atone for all that we have done wrong. And when you atone, if you take the T and couple it with the A and hyphenate it, you get at one. So when you atone, you become at one.
Yeah.
At one with who? The Aton or the one God? Because you heard the A tone and you tuned up your life and now you're ready to make a new beginning. So when you get at one, you get the next two letters. It is M-E. Me. Who is it that has to atone? Who? Who went wrong? Who got to fix it? Who should we look to? Yes. And then if you add another letter to M-E, you get an N. What does that say? Men. So Farrakhan called men. Why did you call men? Because in the beginning, God made man. And if we are at a new beginning, we got to make a man all over again, but make him in the image and the likeness of God. Now, if you add the T on, you get the suffix ment. Mint means action, process, the instrument or agent of an action or process. So when you say, I'm atoning, you got to act on it. You got to get in the process. You got to acknowledge your wrong, confess your wrong, repent of your wrong, atone for your wrong. Huh? Then you get forgiveness, then reconciliation and restoration, and then you're back to the atone. Oh, Lord. Now, brothers, let's close it out. Don't move. Don't move. Now, you know, the Bible says, in the 430th year of their sojourn, they went out. That's in a book called Exodus. Now, the word Exodus means departure, a going out, a way out. What did we come to Washington for? We didn't come to Washington to petition the government for a way out of her, but to find a way out of our affliction, but a way out from something bigger than our affliction. Oh, man. When you say, come out, what do you mean? You gotta come out from under the mind of a slave. We got to come out from a mind that is self-afflicted with the evil of black inferiority. We got to come into a new way of thinking. Now, brothers, sisters, I want to close this lecture with a special message to our president and to the Congress. There is a great divide. But the real evil in America is not white flesh or black flesh. The real evil in America is the idea that undergirds the setup of the Western world. And that idea is called white supremacy. Now wait, before you get angry, those of you listening by television, you don't even know why you behave the way you behave. I'm not telling you I'm a psychiatrist, but I do want to operate on your head. White supremacy is the enemy of both white people and black people. Because the idea of white supremacy means you should rule because you're white. That makes you sick. And you produce a sick society and a sick world. The founding fathers meant well, but they said toward a more perfect union. So the Bible says we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. So either, Mr. Clinton, we're going to do away with the mindset of the founding fathers. You don't have to repudiate them like you've asked my brothers to do me. You don't have to say they were malicious, hate-filled people. But you must evolve out of their mindset. You see, their mind was limited to those six European nations out of which this country was founded. But you got Asians here. How you going to handle that?
Yes, go ahead, brother.
You got children of Africa here. How you going to handle that? You got Arabs here. You got Hispanics here. I know you call them illegal aliens. But hell, you took Texas from them by flooding Texas with people that got your mind. And now they're coming back.
across the border to what is northern Mexico, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California. They don't see themselves as illegal aliens. I think they might see you as an illegal alien. You have to be careful how you talk to people. You have to be careful how you deal with people. The Native American is suffering today. He's suffering almost complete extinction. Now he learned about bingo. You taught him. He learned about blackjack. You taught him. He learned about playing roulette. You taught him. Now he's making a lot of money. You're upset with him because he's adopted your way. What makes you like this? See, you're like this because you're not well. You're not well. And in the light of today's global village, you can never harmonize with the Asians. You can't harmonize with the islands of the Pacific. You can't harmonize with the dark people of the world who outnumber you 11 to 1 if you're going to stay in the mind of white supremacy. White supremacy has to die in order for humanity to live. Now, I know it's painful, but we have to operate now. Just take a little of this morphine and you won't feel the pain as much. You just need to bite down on something as I stop this last few minutes. Just bite down on your finger. Listen. White supremacy caused you all, not you all, some white folk, to try to rewrite history and write us out. White supremacy caused Napoleon to blow the nose off of the Sphinx because it reminded you too much of the black man's. Not you all, some white folk, to try to rewrite history and write us out. White supremacy caused Napoleon to blow the nose off of the Sphinx because it reminded you too much of the black man's majesty. White supremacy caused you to take Jesus, a man with hair like lamb's wool and feet like burnished brass, and make him white so that you could worship him because you could never see yourself honoring somebody black because of the state of your mind. You see, you really need help. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You will be all right. Now. You painted the Last Supper. Everybody there white. My mother asked the man that came to bring her the Bible.